This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Clifford Clark about Peoria Players Theatre's upcoming production of West Side Story. Cliff, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're so excited to talk about this production. Can you give us a little bit of your background with this particular show? I understand it's been in your life for a while now.
I'm excited to try to embrace brevity, but for many decades, a number of different capacities, I've enjoyed my favorite musical. I've been a Jet a couple times, been delighted to play Glad Hand for a couple other directors, but now I'm part of this production team with Susan Somerville Brown, Danny Fisher as choreographer, and Travis Olson is the director.
You know, this is Peoria Players' 100th season, and one of the things that the theater's doing throughout the year is revisiting some favorite musicals from the audience, and it has escaped my attention. When was the last time that Players did West Side Story?
Those ranks are like 2011, but that's the Peoria Youth Theater, kind of the teen version. I'd have to look. Maybe 89 was the last time an adult version was done. It was done 95 in another theater in town as well.
And this is a musical that is quite demanding in terms of choreography and also in terms of the vocal score. Talk a little bit about your rehearsal schedule leading up to this.
Quite lengthy. Casting in November, beginning of November. And again, music director Susie Brown has been working with some fantastic voices. You know, our Tony and Maria are kind of this evolving power duo, a real-life couple named Mary Rose Williams and Tyler Smith, right here from in town, and they also do a lot of work at Metamora Fields. And they are just going to be so fantastic as Tony and Maria.
And people might remember Tyler Smith from his leading role in The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes, also directed by Travis Olson. So another theme of assimilation and xenophobia, and we're just kind of running a gambit on those theatrical, dramatical chords.
And one thing that people who aren't as active in community theater may not recognize or appreciate about your rehearsal schedule is that when you are doing a production in, say, January or February, you often have to start further out because you always lose 2, maybe 3 weeks of rehearsal around the holidays. So you have to, you know, you and your director and your production team, you have to go into the process knowing that that's going to happen. And so you have to start that much earlier.
It's also part of our cast. You know, maybe our listeners might not know, but it can be anywhere between 9 to 15 weeks of rehearsal time for an average musical, if there is such a thing, but this one's very demanding.
We should also talk a little bit about the choreography, because obviously West Side Story is well known for its music, but there's also a tradition of really elaborate and flashy and visually dynamic choreography in productions of this, and you're working with a choreographer who I think has shown the ability to bring that in other productions.
Certainly in a period piece. Sounds like I'm name-dropping, but this summer for about a five-hour symposium with the minds of Eddie Urish and Doug Day, we discussed keeping true to a period piece, and the choreography is certainly, you know, in time encapsulation. And what is iconic choreography to this period piece, certainly trying to replicate that.
So you have a show that you're bringing to life that's been around for decades that does evoke a certain type of iconicism, as you're talking about. How do you keep it fresh? How do you reinvent it, bring it to life?
Well, you really can't, and that's paying respect to it. However, we are trying to kind of not be proscenium challenged. That's become a little joke with our cast and crew. We are looking for the audience to be able to look in on our action and our scene, not really be the focus of it. So we're taking a tilt to the angle of West Side Story.
And can you talk a little bit more about why that's an important choice? I gather that one of the things that enables you to do is that it means that if you're an audience member, you don't always have the cast members either looking, facing directly out into the house or at a perfect 90-degree profile that gives you an opportunity to play with angles.
Well said. Our audience members really may enjoy a profile or part of the backside of a cast member or more, but we just really want them to see a frame that we're trying to create true to the period of the piece.
And with all of the different venues and companies that you've worked with over the years producing this show, are there any challenges or advantages to producing this show in Peoria Players Theater?
Oh, definitely. It's a soft spot for me. It's proscenium, again, perfect for the letterbox we're trying to achieve. To be fair, I've only been a cast member. This is only my first production role of the piece.
Sort of continuing on that note, one of the really neat things about West Side Story is that because it happens in a very specific time and specific place, the backdrop, the neighborhood, is almost as important to the story as the character and the plots. And with a venue that, like Peoria Players, you've got an opportunity to really use the city as a backdrop.
I'm proud to say that we are using all the space all the way back to the cyclorama. If you're, our dancers are going to be using 70% of the stage rather than, you know, sometimes the show must confine them to the, you know, in front of sliders or in closer to the audience. We're trying to take things back and away.
When I was looking back through the cast of characters for West Side Story, it's really unique because you have the Jets and you have the Sharks, and these are really high school students, right, within the show for the most part. And then you have maybe four or five adult or grown, you know, older characters. So it really is a very, very young show. What type of energy comes out of having a production that's largely telling the story of young people? And not only that, young people in love.
There is a frenetic and hormonal-driven way at many times. We're trying to depict that respectively. The show was constructed in the late 50s, so certain, you know, gratuitous suggestions are really, that's for the audience to fill in. I mean, but there are graphic, violent, and really, really tough moments to the storyline, so certainly makes it more engaging.
You've also been giving some previews of the production out in the community, and I believe you've got two more of those scheduled at Northwoods Mall this weekend.
How nice of you to mention. We are so lucky with management and the room place to be able just to put out. There's just a handful of songs, and the majority of our cast, the familiar tunes that people love from the show, they'll be echoing through in Northwoods Mall.
Director Travis Olson has established a bit of a reputation for himself when it comes to creating these visually compelling backdrops. And you've mentioned that there's a dimensionality that you're creating with shifting angles with the stage. Is there anything else that Travis is pulling on to create the mood in terms of creative lighting or different stage pieces?
It is in some ways minimalist. In some ways, our audience are going to have to fill in some frills because we're going just for the core bones of Manhattan, of the rough edge of the streets. I've had the pleasure of collaborating for about 12 years with this guy on a couple different venues, a couple different stages, and I think my favorite would probably have to be the Addams Family in 2015. But his eye for sharp, different, again, we have the same themes of xenophobia, assimilation. What's ironic about this piece in this time is it's immigrants judging other immigrants. You know, I mean, it's the violence besides the love story. But he's got a knack. This is kind of just on a roll for his speed for both stage and theme.
We've been talking with Cliff Clark, the assistant director of Peoria Players' upcoming production of West Side Story. The show opens next Friday, with performances continuing through February 10th. Cliff, thank you for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Also this weekend, Lit on Fire Used Bookstore will host an adult read-in from 8 p.m. Saturday night to 5 a.m. Sunday morning. Join fellow book lovers for an all-night reading fest, including several hours of silent reading, breaks for discussion, and lots of drinks and snacks. Lit on Fire is located at 712 Main Street. For more information, visit artspartners.net.
And the Peoria Riverfront Museum is presenting the film At Eternity's Gate this weekend. It's a biographical drama about Vincent van Gogh at a time when the artist is both developing his personal style and facing his own personal struggles. The film stars Willem Dafoe. Showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 6 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 4 in the Giant Screen Theater.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.